But then I was thinking to myself, there's been many a time I've seen him not stick up for himself. The very first time I saw a kid put his hands on my kid, I was very upset by it. He was 3 years old. We was at the park, and another 3 year old punched him in the stomach.
You want to fuck that 3 year old?
I wanted to fuck that kid up.
Yeah.
And I looked for the parent. No, I was hoping it was a father.
I feel you.
So I can be like, hey, what the fuck? But it was a mom. And I was like, you see that little pudgy little fat boy? And he was like, she was like, and I'm sorry, and all that bullshit. And
I'm like, get your fat ass kid out of here.
Me and Ethan was in the car. I was like, how come you didn't hit him back? Because it didn't hurt. I'm like, don't ever let nobody hit you. And, you know, so I've been like pumping him up. And
now, gassing him up.
Gassing him up for lifetimes now, trying to get him to man up.
He's trying to do some push-ups.
I've been trying to manning him up, right? And then Zacchaeus and him started hanging around, and then Zacchaeus be fucking him up.
Zacchaeus will hit you back.
Zacchaeus be hitting first.
Yeah, he does hit first, and I told him.
So he lit Ethan up, and Ethan come to me, Zacchaeus hurt my arm. I'm like, hit his ass back. He was like, and he kind of looked in his mind, like, I'm thinking in his mind, is he scared? And I'm thinking, boy is scared.
He said it around me, too. And Zacchaeus looked at me, and I'm looking at him like, I don't care if he hits you back.
But Ethan didn't I just feel like he don't have it in him to fight.
I think he does.
He picks and chooses battles, man. Yeah.
So at the school, so I told him, the rules of engagement is if somebody hits you, you make sure you hit them. But but you hit them as hard as you can to make them never, ever hit you again. Mm-hmm. So you end it right then and there to where it's done and it's over with. And he was like, okay. I said, never put your hands on somebody first. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, never. And he was like, okay, you got it? You got it. I said, even if you get in trouble at school for busting somebody in the face, I'm going to pick you up from school and we'll deal with the repercussions at school, but you won't be in trouble with me at home.
Universe conversation.
As long as you don't lay the first blow. He was like, cool. So the school calls and says, you got to come catch your kid. This was last Monday. I'm like, got his first fight. All right, cool. So I'm looking at Ethan. He got the terror face on. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, all these kids was involved? And she was like, yes, sir, but we can't talk about it right now. Here's the paperwork. Sign him out. So I got in the car. We get in the car. I'm like, so Ethan, what happened? He was like, well, this kid, this fourth grader and this fifth grader.
What grade is Ethan in? First?
Second.
Second?
Yeah. Okay, so this fourth grader, he's my size, and we were just playing around and everything. Then this fifth grader came and told him, he was like, I bet you he's stronger than you. Then Ethan was like, he said, and then I was quiet.
Didn't say
and the
nothing,
fourth grader
no.
was getting all in my face and everything, and he was starting to do acting crazy and stuff. And I was like, dude, you're not stronger than me, so just leave it alone.
Just Ethan saying that, huh?
Yeah. So then, and he said that he kept going and going, and I lost it. I'm like, you lost it in what? He was like, I just tapped him on his head, and he punched me in the stomach. I'm like, so he punched you in the stomach, and then what happened? He was like, I told the teacher. I'm like, so you told the teacher after you got punched in the stomach, but you initiated the fight. Well, I didn't initiate it. You didn't initiate it? No. Didn't you hit him first? Well, not like he hit me. I'm like, did you hit him first?
Wait, but who started it?
It was talking, and I don't care about talking.
Mm-hmm.
That comes later in your situation.
Your life, I got you.
Like if you're in middle school or the end of elementary school, you have the scruples and the sense to know that if somebody's right. talking about to walk up on you and it's about to go down,
right.
you light their ass up first because you know it's about to go down.
Yeah.
But in this case,
I always swung first.
Yeah, I always swung first too. I've never been hit.
I've never been hit first.
Never. Never has it ever happened to me. Well,
I mean, I didn't get in a lot of fights, but I've never been hit first.
Well, that one time it was, you know, them rainy days when they played heads down, thumbs up, let's play seven up.
Mm-hmm. Finish Ethan's story.
Okay,
before
anyway,
we go there.
Yeah. So I'm like, did you hit him first? Because you know I told you never to hit somebody first. But he was aggravating me. I'm like, did you hit him first? And he wouldn't answer the question. I was like, dang, he going to be good in court because he wasn't answering it, but he was giving me reasons as to why.
Yeah.
And I was like, you hit him first. You put your hands on him first, right? Did your hands touch him first? Yes. I'm like, all right, so we got to go home, and we got to handle it. What does that mean? You know what it means.
Oh, God.
He said, oh, God. Well, I don't remember. I didn't remember what you said.
That should be real. When you hit him with the, all right, we'll handle this when we get home. Like, they know. Like,
he said, I just didn't remember what you told me. I said, well, you'll remember when we get home. You're going to be reminded.
How come kids don't know that's the wrong shit to say?
I don't remember what you said.
I didn't hear you. Like, it's the wrong shit to say.
So I was just talking out of my ass.
That's how you feel, man. You wouldn't listen to me.
Well, when you talk out your ass, you got to shut the ass up with an ass whooping.
I think that was just put together. So that was that parent put together sentences.
Yeah.
You better go to sleep before I put you to sleep. Or,
yeah. And you just start threatening. You got to make your kids.
You don't eat the
crazy
food before I bust your head and make you eat the food.
Yeah. What?
I don't threaten. I keep my promises.
I throw out mad threats. They work. I mean, they fix the problem.
But Ethan's a good kid in general because he only gets an ass whooping once a year. Unlike Patrick, he got his ass whooped once every 3 weeks.
Zacchaeus builds his ass whoopings up.
Those are the horrible ones.
Because I let him.
Give him them strikes?
Yeah, because you know how, like, it'd be like little stuff. Mm-hmm. And you'd be correcting the small stuff. And you're like you're building it up.
Like, you sound like a woman right now, dude.
You're building this shit up.
You sound like a woman, dude. That ain't cool.
You're building this shit up, man.
Because when it comes down, it's gonna be an earthquake.
I try to just leave it alone because I don't like giving out whoopings. This is that I don't.
Right. Nobody likes it.
I don't like doing it. So I try to wait till this
when it's erupted, when it's finally the tipping point.
Basically, yeah. Oh, I let Vanessa do most of it because by the time it gets to me, then it's a problem. That's how it was when I was a kid.
That's how it should be.
My mom did it. If it got to my dad, then it's like, all right, we look, Darren, we fucked up. You know what I mean? Because the hammer was coming down.
Yeah, my wife is the disciplinarian for the most part, and then she uses me as the threat, the final frontier.
Yeah, I'm the threat.
But then when I have to, and then I really got to, and I got to make him remember it.
Yeah, Vanessa's favorite thing now is like, I'm going to call Jerome. All right, we're back. So, yeah, that's her threat. But, yeah, so I keep letting it build and build and build until I'm like, look, like, this has to happen. Like, you kept building up all these receipts. I can't keep letting you slide.
Ooh. Now we got to cash this check.
Now we got to cash it, man. Now you got to get this ass whooping.
Yeah. You've been out of pocket way too long.
And he understands what he... Yeah.
Put your ass right in his pants.
And you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. They understand exactly what's happening to him. So, you yeah. Dude. Like he
I mean,
he
have no choice. I had to think about what I did wrong.
I know. You know what you did? I know what I did.
Here it comes.
Shit, it's gotta happen, man.
First time I whooped him and
just build them receipts up.
I took it. He had his pants off, but he had his underwear on, and then his ass was all mangled. And I was like, oh goddamn. He like, you know, he high yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a regular ass whooping. I mean, I didn't kill the nigga, but. Being high yellow, you're going to see everything that happened.
Oh, yeah. I gave him a...
So this time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep your pants on and all that. Man, no.
Because when I'm not serious, probably just needs to be redone. Sorry, y'all, the technical difficulties. But, yeah, so he's starting to get a little bigger, a little stronger. So I got to put a little more oomph into the... You know, to the pap,
mm-hmm.
where he's got that extra cushion with the jeans and the drawers. So, like, I know sometimes I'll pop him, like, okay, I know that didn't really hurt. I'm not hitting you hard, but I know that didn't really hurt.
No, my swap game is
gotta hit him with the.
My swap game, I'm real good with my shit. So I had him with his pants on, and I strike in the same place. I'm not wild with it. It's a consistent, same place. Move your hand. Don't move. So he's killing you, you know, because it's the same place over and over again. Mm-hmm. Same consistent stroke. And I'm talking. You going to remember what I told you this time, right? Right? Yes. Right? Yeah. I swear. You know, so then
well, I leave. Like methodical like that is different.
I felt bad because after it was done, I go downstairs and I get his notebook to get him to start writing his standards and stuff. I'm like, what's taking you so long to get down here? He was like, I'll be down in a minute. Man, I go upstairs. What's taking you so long? He runs to me with his pants off, with his look. He's like, "Daddy,
I'm fucked up.
I'm sorry, but you hit me so hard, I doo-doo on myself."
Oh, Zakai's pees on himself all day.
Nah, he shit his pants.
Beat shit out of him.
I beat the shit out of him. Damn. And it was shitlets all on the ground in the bathroom, and he was trying to wipe it up with his paper towels and napkins, smearing it in the carpet and on the ground. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh my God.
His stomach's good."
I beat the shit out of my kid. He had to get in the shower, and little chunklets is dropping off, and I'm like, "Oh, feeling man. Bad. I felt bad, dude.
Like, I feel bad, but I don't. Like,
I did and I didn't, but I did. Because I nobody want to whoop the shit out of you. You don't want to. Next time, but I know from now on, I'm going to say, take a shit, because you know it's about to go now. So now you got to take a
Now make him go pee every time. Go pee.
So we both learned a lesson. I should have known. I should have known when I was.
Terrible. You didn't get shit on. I got pissed on in the middle of a whooping. Mm. You know how bad that is to get pissed on in the middle of a whooping?
I should have known because I could smell he was farting before the whooping was starting. So his nerves was gassing.
Real bad. His nerves were real bad.
But I just bypassed it because I was like, because I think I farted or two when I knew it was about to go down. When I
you had to make your point. That's what it was, right?
And I didn't know he was going to shit himself.
You spelled the beginning.
I know motherfuckers is laughing their ass off right now.
Well, not right now. They will be.
No, I mean, as I said that, they laughing because they heard it in the future.
No, they will be.
you know, they laughing their ass off.
I know what you're talking about.
Beating the shit out your kids.
Yeah. Our listeners.
Look, our listeners understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, our listeners is laughing. Yeah. They're like, "Damn, Pat. I shouldn't have said my name." Maybe they'll.
I get weirded out now about telling Zakaias when to hit and when not to hit. Because the first school he went to, he had to hit because it was a bad school. So, a kid hit you, like ball your fist and put it in his face. You know, it was very simple because the school was like, it was a bad school. Teachers didn't really call you and send you home. Then he goes to the other school, which was the school that Jay went to, the elementary Becker. School.
Not yeah. Becker, but Richard Bryan.
Yeah, so he went to that one.
It's a very good school.
It's a good school, but that one is no... Him. Tolerance. Mm-hmm. So he's coming from this bad school with a bunch of bad kids going to that school with a bunch of kids. So a little tap, he hits him back. They're like, no, we don't do none of that. No hitting, no bullying, no blah, 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 blah. So now I got to tell him, it's like, look, when somebody hits you, tell the teacher. Mm. Which is completely different from what I'm taught as a kid. Somebody hits you, hit him back. I was like, it don't matter. Somebody hits you, go tell the teacher. Because I don't want him to keep getting kicked out of school.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I can tell him, ball your fist up and punch him in the face. Well, you know, now he's at home with me. I got to go find a new school.
I mean, you do tell him, hey, look, man, you're in a new school. The rules change.
That's what I told him.
This
the rules
is why I'm
change.
Changing the parameters.
But you got to also understand now, the difference of how much reception your kid has.
Exactly.
Because Ethan got it.
I got you. So now he goes to another school, which is cool, but it's in that middle.
Middle ground.
Yeah, so it's like
he gotta be able to discern. Bads,
yeah, so he has to be able to know. He's gotten better at it.
But is he a knucklehead? Do you know if he's the knucklehead that may initiate contact?
In school, I know he's not gonna start a fight, but he is physical because he likes wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Ethan likes wrestling and shit like that, but
so
never
I will tell him to stop.
Ethan plays by himself in the house.
But, he plays with bigger kids.
When Zakaias gets around him, this is the first time he has actual contact from a boy because all the neighborhood girls is chicks and shit. So I like when Zakaias comes over so he can roughhouse with a.
Yeah, because Zakaias plays around with.
But you just hate to be the boys. Parent with your kid that's the one that's getting. He's getting the less. He's getting all.
Balls doing at his head.
He's the one getting busted upside the head.
But Zakaias is also bigger than Ethan for right now. I think Ethan's going to sprout.
Yeah, Zakaias is taller and but Ethan is thick.
He's huskier. Yeah.
That's why that fourth grader was fucking with Ethan because they was the same size.
Yeah.
In the fifth, so they all got in trouble, and the instigator got more fourth trouble. Graders,
need some milk.
Yeah, he punched Ethan in the stomach. I wish I would have known that shit. Punched his little punk ass in the stomach.
Yeah, you want to hear about some other kids hitting your kid, man. You're like, oh, fuck you up.
Shit is not cool.
It's funny, man. I was thinking about Nate's kid. I don't think nobody want
to. He has a big ass kid, man.
Got a big ass son.
Yeah, Nate got a big ass
grown
son.
Grown man.
What else, man?
That was it. That was a highlight or low light.
It was a light. You know that gets caught up every time you do that. The mic catches all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Had to happen.
All that doo-doo butter that you just throw out all over.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Just butter being smeared on.
What? What sounds like that?
How and the straight face that he keeps. Just
I didn't. At the end.
You didn't at the end, but you had the straight. Just the,
I done mastered that. No sound. You gotta breathe correctly.
I gotta do that.
Let that shit release, huh?
Yeah, I gotta breathe it out.
Okay, so we talked about leaving the group. Leaving the group for more money and shit like that. So what about
one time? Oh, hold on. You didn't say what you did. Well, we're off that subject. It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't. You already know.
What y'all think
y'all,
about?
Y'all know me.
What about the Verizon Sprint dude? He jumped from.
He hit a lick. Shout out to him.
Did he hit a lick?
Not the Lick Hall of Fame. Oh, okay. But he just hit a lick.
He didn't hit a lick. He got to earn that paycheck.
It don't even sound right.
He's like a Benedict Arnold, man. Yeah.
Oh, the Sprint dude?
Yeah. Do you hear me now? Nah, you're not on.
You're not on Verizon. Nah. I don't hear shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why Sprint is called Sprint.
You keep going back to that dude. He don't bother me, I guess.
What dude?
You brought that guy up a couple times.
I don't.
Because like, oh, just now this dude's over here.
It's the hood in me. The hood in me just looks at him like, dude.
Switching his setup.
Yeah. How you a transformer? That's what we used to call him. Mm-hmm. How you a Crip and now you a Blood?
Like, because he moved across the street and the parameters were different. So he had to live his life.
Oh, that man. Dude just straight. Yeah, I used to be with Verizon.
I moved to Gardena, man, so then I had to switch it up.
You hear that? That's what you say now. You hear that? Shut up.
Hear that?
Maybe I'm just it's not him, maybe not. I just have a problem because I'm with Sprint and I don't want to be with Sprint. I want to be with Verizon.
I'm going back.
I'm going back too eventually.
They got the unlimited back.
Verizon is the place to be, dude.
They don't get me. I'm not gassing Verizon up like that, but I'm ready to go back.
ain't no gas in Sprint. That's my problem.
It has nothing It has nothing to do with data either. It's I've had less drop calls with Verizon than I did with T-Mobile. That's basically what it is.
My problem with Sprint is,
It's not a lot. It's not like a huge gap. Go ahead. Your problem is what?
Just it's in the name. Them motherfuckers is not sprinting. They just slow walking.
Cause I actually don't even have beef with T-Mobile no more. I'm actually not mad at their service anymore.
No,
I just have a little more drop calls than I did with Verizon. Data's the same. Data speed is the same.
You sure?
The drop calls. Yeah.
Wait till you get back on Verizon. You be like, damn.
Nah, probably is the same shit.
Shit, quick than a mud. Quick than a mud.
Because the reason why they even bought back Unlimited is because when people started catching them, people were leaving. T-Mobile subscribers have just about caught up to Verizon.
Well,
T-Mobile is now number two.
Verizon never loses people based on the fact that.
No, it's never their service.
It's about the pricing.
Yeah.
And T-Mobile cleans up all the time because they are the lowest prices. So everybody's like, peace, I'm bouncing. Sprint did their thing within this two year process to where everybody jumped on Sprint.
Remember AT&T?
AT&T stays consistent.
Only reason why I went to AT&T is because at the time they were the only one with the iPhone.
So if
Coke, a while ago.
If Coke is the pinnacle, Verizon is Coke, and Pepsi is a real close second.
So we go with T-Mobile.
That's AT&T.
Pepsi. AT&T is Pepsi?
Yeah, AT&T is like this. We're going to stay below the radar. We ain't going to quite be number one.
I hear
because
too many people complain. Well, definitely not Sprint. I hear everybody complains about Sprint.
Everybody complains about Sprint, brother. And I'm one of them. Because they not sprinting. They walking slow.
I get, yeah.
Slow gallop.
Are you going off of name of AT&T being number two? Because I think T-Mobile's past AT&T.
No, sorry. AT&T is so rich right now.
No, I'm not talking about. No, you're talking about.
I mean, you see every commercial.
Yeah, I mean,
though,
they
man.
Bought DirecTV.
Yeah, they teamed up and it's stupid. T-Mobile but guy. Verizon on their own, just being a network of phones,
yeah, they started their own cable company. Is the number one.
Who did?
Verizon.
What's their cable
company? Fios.
Wow. They're like, yeah, we got bank.
Yeah, Verizon got money. They don't have high ass prices. And
I wonder who's the CEO or who's the motherfucker, man. I wonder how much money he got.
Billions.
I wonder if it ain't even called money to him no more.
CEO rule the country.
Motherfucker got rupees.
Motherfucker got Zelda coins.
That motherfucker said, I don't even need money no more. Just give me mana.
That's what
I'm stocking up on mana right now.
Stocking up on his spells.
Spells.
Lowell C. McAdam is the CEO of Verizon.
Look up his net worth.
All right.
Oh my God, this dude about to be so stupid rich.
Lowell. Okay, damn. It's the first thing to pop up. Nah.
Only what?
I mean, it's a big leap. He went from 7.2 million to 23.1 million.
Okay, so then he ain't the man. He just the motherfucker that they put in.
He's the president. CEO.
CEO don't mean the owner.
He's the CEO. Well, you said CEO. You want the owner of Verizon?
Yeah, who created the motherfucking Verizon?
It's probably some company.
Yeah, well, no, it's a dude.
Who's this dude?
CEO just means you take care of our money. You take care of my company while I don't have to work no more.
I can't even get him. It's probably some Bilderberg or something.
Yep.
Some nigga in Illuminati.
You know who he is?
Shadows. I ain't going to dig too much.
I'm going to tell you exactly who he is. He's the same nigga that owns Sprint, T-Mobile, and AT&T. He's just allocating his rupees.
Spreading the man out.
His just shillings.
You believe.
His shillings.
Because it's only one motherfucker in Mexico, and he runs, like, all of the telecommunications.
Oh, yeah, that dude is.
You know what I'm talking about. He's so rich. He's a bagadillions.
There's one dude who runs Mexico's telecommunication system?
Yeah.
The AT&T over there are the Verizon.
Ain't no Verizons and AT&Ts.
Nah, that's him.
Nah, it's just
one.
Ain't no competitor.
What is it called?
I don't know.
I just want to know what but his Spanish name
but he's
is.
A billionaire, so don't tell me the Verizon man ain't a billionaire. Not, and I'm talking about no punk ass CEO neither.
I don't know if Verizon's owned by one person or a company, and then that company's got the owner.
Before it was that, it was somebody who invented it and came up with it, and then it got so big, and then he created a company, and then now they got shareholders and bullshit, but somebody is. The pyramid, the tip of the spear. Who is that motherfucker? We don't want to know, do we?
I mean, we do and we don't.
Tell cell.
What'd you say?
Tell cell.
That's the name of the in Mexico.
They got AT&T over there too, and Virgin Mobile and Movistar.
Yeah. Founded and that's just when it was founded. This thing was only founded 16 years ago.
Verizon.
Yeah.
Blew up.
Shit, damn, came up.
I remember when Sprint was Nextel. Remember Nextel?
Yeah, I do.
High price as Nextel. You had to have excellent credit to get a cell phone. So nobody, and that's when them chirp phones.
Couldn't stand no damn phones.
Where you at?
People walkie-talking in like a mother.
Bitch, I'm in my house.
I don't know. Just says telecommunications, mass media. Somebody out there noticed.
Yeah,
they ain't gonna find this out right now.
Who is the richest motherfucker in the world?
Isn't that
in
Buffett?
The world?
Isn't it Buffett?
In the world, though, not in America.
Isn't it Buffett?
In the world?
Yeah, I think it's Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Siri. Hey Siri, who's the richest person in the world?
I got cake. I found this. Speaking of Warren Buffett, you know who owns the Nevada Power?
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
He bought it, like, I guess, a couple of years ago.
Fuck him.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck him.
Like, when you
fuck him.
When you own power, you own power, nigga. Power is yours. Yeah. Like I control energy. I control the energy.
He owns power, too. He owns the word, yeah, too.
He owns the word power, too. Every time you say power, you got to cut him a check.
Hey, wouldn't that be something?
Dude, dude, that
he suck.
Man. I mean, but it's happening though. He's getting.
Hey, does somebody own the dictionary?
Dude, anything
Webster's
that,
dictionary. Who is Webster? Who the fuck owns Jerome, the dictionary?
Anybody who, anything that you see that you've seen for a long time, there is a family or a person who is so fucking rich.
There's some niggas that owns precious metals and
dude,
shit.
Dude, toothpicks. The motherfucker who invented the toothpick, his family is set for the rest of their lives.
It's a parent company.
Shout out to the person who owns toothpicks. Somebody who just took a piece of a tree and just stuck it in their tooth.
Kraft, back around Robert Kraft and them niggas. Kraft. They own Kraft.
Well, they own the macaroni and cheese. I'm talking about that mother who owns
books.
Plastic.
You know, like
you got the patent to platinum. I own this. I own this mineral or whatever substance it is. I own that shit.
Like
nigga owns compounds.
Do you know corn is owned?
Like, I didn't know that.
Like you can't freely
grow. So does that mean any vegetable is owned then?
Like you can't freely, because corn is like an energy source now. Somebody bought the rights to corn.
Wait, so you can't just go buy corn and grow it in, you can grow it in your backyard. Though.
You're buying you're it's
you
like
you have to go buy the seed.
The seeds which belong to them. And you cannot grow your own version of corn.
This is real life.
This is real life. I'm not, man, I might.
Why you do that to yourself? Just spit the fact.
Because when he say that, I know he's going to look it up. And then if it's not true, then.
I'm not looking it up, though.
Navajo rug. See, you're rocking with me today.
I'm going to go ahead and sit. Yeah.
I seen it somewhere, like on Netflix. It was a show. And they was talking about high fructose corn syrup.
You know why I don't believe you? Because I think somebody owns. I think every there's always somebody who owns something.
That's what I'm saying.
In this capitalist,
like, when they talk about
world.
I was watching a show of the richest kids in the world. Like they just spoil little brat ass kids, fuck, and their parents kids, are, man, the motherfuckers that own spit. You know, like how the fuck you own like rubber?
That's what I'm saying. Plastic,
like
labels.
I'm gonna gather the rights to rubber.
Rice to them damn spoons. Get these damn portion sizes right.
I hope you said that in the microphone because you was a ways away.
Nah, I heard it. It came through.
You're right. Probably do need to take that to Shark Tank, man. Chipotle spoons.
What are you here for? What do you got for us? Spoons.
That's already been invented, sir. Not these spoons.
Not these spoons.
Every single restaurant, dine-in.
Yeah.
Portion-sized spoons.
I mean, look, going back to Chipotle, why can't they do that shit? I mean, Subway figured out to portion out the meat. You got to ask for double meat. They got the meat sectioned off with the, you know, with the gimmick
paper?
Shit. Yeah, with the paper.
With the gimmick shit.
Yeah. That they got it sectioned off with that.
Worse, man.
The gimmick, man.
This is a bunch of lies.
You can call anything a gimmick, man. It's a little gimmick shit.
Oh man.
Deli meats. What you looking up over there?
I'm trying to find out the richest motherfuckers. I'm going to Forbes right now.
They're not
gonna
show you that.
Warren Buffett. Didn't you just type in richest man in the world?
They're not gonna show it to me.
Just Google richest man in the world.
It ain't just one man.
Richest. This thing, if I spell richest right.
Wealthiest man in the world.
Richest man. Somebody's yelling out. We know who it is. Shut up.
Some Arabic moment.
I mean, what
probably.
If there's nobody listening to the show?
Warren Buffett, man.
Technically, it's right Warren now, Buffett, no one is.
Jeff Bezos, Charles Koch. This is a list.
Charles Xavier.
Yeah. Top 10 richest people in the world. Right now, Bill Gates is at number one. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett just be switching spots.
Dude, you the computer man, dude. You created the internet. Or stole it. Stole it.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Let me just set that down.
Be easier.
Sound like them Russians. Females in that twerk video.
It was kind of it was twerking, but it was like some fat motherfucker twerking. I don't know why my sister sent that to me.
We can close it off with sports, like we usually do.
Okay.
Timestamp. I ain't got shit to timestamp though. You know, don't we always timestamp, motherfucker? Why are you looking at me?
I never timestamp.
We don't always timestamp. It's around March. It's college basketball. We ain't got no real sports going on right now. Waiting for the playoffs for the NBA.
We in the slums right now. We ain't even got a hot ass video game.
We got Tony Romo.
I don't want to talk about the Cowboys.
Oh shit.
He just shunned us from that statement.
Yeah, I don't want
to
talk
even
about
though that has to do with sports and the now.
Go ahead and talk about what you want to say.
I think that was a very sentimental conversation him and Jerry Jones had.
They had a conversation.
I love you like a son, bye.
We already knew that.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, instead of trading you, I'm going to just drop you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Then you can choose where you want
to
go.
All right. I won't go to an NFC East team.
But you can't go to an NFC East team.
I think that's fair.
Hey, Romo. Hey, listen. We're not going to release you today.
What? I thought you were.
Nah. We're going to trade you. We need some pieces just to, you know, make sure we get a fair deal. I know it was last minute, hours before we was about to release you.
Shit.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. All right. We're going to release you.
What? It's kind of how this shit's going.
No, that's what happened.
They got no choice but
they
to release
him. They said they were going to release him. Then they said they were going to trade him. And now they said they're going to release him again.
Yeah, I think they are. I think he already knew they was going to release him. I think that shit was just...
I think his agent...
Let's just see what happens.
When they said release, they wanted to see what his agent was going to do. And his agent started shopping other places other than Houston because Jerry wants him to go to Houston too.
No, I think the trade was just... Let's see if we can get...
He's not uprooted from his family and shit when... They don't have to travel if you go to Houston. That ain't far.
They ain't got to go that far, no. I want them to go to Houston.
They dropped Osweiler and all them motherfuckers just to get him there.
Another one who hit a smooth lick.
Oh, he hit a lick. Yes! How much money?
That's another one who's in the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, they did release him. Never mind.
Because John Elliott wasn't giving him that money. What's it?
He went over there and got 54 mil, right?
Yeah. Hit a lick. And he's garbage.
Is he garbage?
Is he not?
Can a line make you or break you?
It can make you.
It can definitely make you.
Can it break you also?
Hell yeah. Ask the Browns. You,
like if you don't have one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did he have a line?
Yeah. Because that's what people keep saying. People keep saying that Houston has a pretty good line.
He was getting caught.
He was throwing interceptions also. He was overthrowing.
He was overthrowing the shit out of people.
Yeah.
He got the nerves, man. He got excited.
Bumping the shit out of the table.
Got excited.
Man, everybody in his division was, they couldn't wait to play them because they knew their stats was going up.
He was overthrowing, underthrowing. Like, he fucked up, man.
I think it's his back muscles, man. It must be his back muscles. You ain't got no back muscles.
I think a line makes you or breaks you, and it definitely breaks you because, look, RG3.
But there's certain cats
RG3 ran because he didn't have no fucking line. Let me get out of here.
Does Aaron Rodgers have a line?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he's kind of mobile, though.
Derek Carr has a line. Obviously, Cowboys
line. Dak has a line. Does Brady have a line?
Yes. Okay. The Chicago Bears, that motherfucker did not have a line.
They shit all, you know, over what? Jay Cutler, though.
Brady got his line in the second half of that Super Bowl.
Yo, it was 28-3.
Time stamp.
I just want y'all to know that. I don't think y'all have heard from us since that fateful day. It was 28-3.
It was 28-3.
Yeah, actually, I think February 3rd is the last time they heard from us.
February, was that the Super Bowl?
Sunday was the Super Bowl.
That Sunday was the Super Bowl.
I told y'all I had to work.
Because my birthday was the Saturday.
Mm.
Then the next week was your birthday. It was 28-3, man.
Which one is the worst?
What, 3-1 or 28-3?
3-1, that's the Warriors one, right?
Yeah.
28-3 will go down as Atlanta, New England. But what about Seattle and New England when all you had to do was run it on the one? And you had three opportunities to do it too.
Okay, that brings, what hurts worse, losing it at the last second or watching your lead slowly creep away? It was 28-3 the end of the third quarter.
That's like this. That's like you climbing a mountain and you got the grip, and then you just at the top, and then all of a sudden you start losing your grip, and you watching your grip be lost, even though your will is there, but the grip ain't there, and you know you about to fall.
One of them,
and there's
is
nothing
like,
you can do.
One of them is like getting stabbed with a knife, and the other one you getting spooned.
The spoon is the slow shit.
Yeah.
Stab with the knife. That left.
It's that quick. It's over. What? We lost. How did we lose? Spoon is like.
Nigga, okay. By the Charlie horse the fuck out of my arm. With a bum ass knuckle. Old rounded ass knuckle. That shit ain't sharp. You made your point. I'm gonna rub the fuck out you right now.
I think both of those are the knives though, man. You do everything right and you just fucked
they
up.
Do everything right,
no,
though.
Seattle was making major drives. They scraped and scraped and scraped and found themselves by a miracle catch in a position to win this game and be done with it.
That was a good ass catch.
It was one of the greatest catches.
It was a crazy catch.
But it was a mad ass comeback though. They was down and they came all the way back and they had this one thing to do.
You only had one job.
One job. Give this man a notoriety, hand him the ball. Hand him the ball twice and see what he does. If he's not successful the two times.
They had four downs. They was on first down, weren't
yes,
they?
Sir. On the first try, these motherfuckers threw it.
Russell could have ran that ball in. He could have sacrificed his life.
Not
that
the 1 yard line, worse. The half line. They in between the
that
one,
has, that one has
and the
worse.
Zero.
That one has to be worse. Because I used to say that to you on Madden. When you get in the goal zone and then I see you throw it. Like when you get in the red zone, I will watch you throw it and it get picked. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, man, why didn't he just run it? Yeah. On the one.
On the half.
With one of the best.
Beast mode, man.
Running
beast
backs.
Motherfucking mode.
One of the best north-south runners.
That's the one I wanted you to remind y'all of, because we as human beings, we're quick to forget. And the next hottest thing is what the thing is.
But
so,
it was 28-3.
So. If you're given.
What about the Yankees being up 3-0 to the Red Sox?
If you're getting six or five opportunities to win your series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this game we can win.
All right. I started seeing
this game we can win. Okay. This game we can win.
3-1 is bad. I think the two football ones are worse.
This game we can win.
The two football ones are worse. You just can't just cut wood right there. I think the two football ones are the worst. That's what I think. 28-3, and then the half yard line you said, right? Mm-hmm. Half yard. Those two.
Damn. The
okay.
Half yard line.
It's 3-1, or the Yankees being up 3-0.
Nah, that football play.
No. I got the two football ones. Now I'm trying to throw that third one. It's almost like a top five.
Baseball is tricky, though, man. Oh.
Dude,
baseball is tricky.
Patriots,
I'm going with basketball over the Yankees blowing a 3-0.
The Patriots are the M. Bison on Street Fighter. Like, you got to come with your best. You got to bring that shit. Or if not, he going to make you repay every time.
Damn, both of them is the Patriots, too. It was 28-3.
Atlanta was celebrating.
Bow Wow was hype.
Dude, the city was celebrating.
They let Future down. Bow Wow down. Big Boy down. Luda down. T.I. down. Strip clubs down.
Or up, depending on how many Patriots is in that bench.
I think the Patriots went home.
I think some of them Patriots stayed come on now.
Howard.
Howard?
Mm-hmm.
What about
down?
Dwight.
Down.
Just off the strength.
They was down and in Orlando.
Still don't know what team he played for.
So you finally are we finally gonna put Steve Nash? Or is it cool?
I don't put no Hall of Famers in the hit elect. He deserved it.
Hall of Fame.
I wish I could get in that Hall of Fame.
Kobe did because are you saying
Kobe's
did,
last year? Did Kobe's last year
he hit a lick, or was it deserved?
He was a bum his last year.
But they ain't never bums, man. That's fucked up to call it. So Jordan was a bum at the end.
Yes.
No, he's not a fucking bum. He's just old. Here, old don't mean
I'm
a bum.
When I'm calling him a bum, and when I'm talking about Kobe Jordan,
nigga, a bum is Kawhi. A bum is Kwame Brown. That's a fucking bum.
Yeah, the parameter is that year.
Sally's
that,
a bum.
That year. But then I can't really say Jordan was a bum because he done, still dropped.
If you are the man.
Sit down.
If you are the man, like Paul Pierce is not a bum. Vince Carter is not a bum.
Paul Pierce is a bum right now.
Not right. Okay, right now they just ain't what they used to be. Dude, you're going to get old somebody going to call you a fucking bum.
And I'll be a fucking bum.
You let
bum.
Kobe, you sit down, sit Kobe down and say, hey, man, would you win now or against you like 2 years ago?
Probably say, I'm a bum now.
Well, let him say it. He's earned the right to call himself a bum.
I don't know him, so I'm going to call him a bum.
Fuck it. You just clarify if you bring it down to that level. Fuck him, he's a fucking bum.
But I'm talking about a bum compared to themselves.
And I'm not it's comparing just them your young you and your
okay.
Old
I won't
you.
Say the word bum. Then they're not as great as they used to be.
When you get a fucking plaque,
so they got
a gold plaque, and that's your fucking face in a damn.
So plate. Okay, so I won't use the word bum then. It'll make you feel better.
Weather.
Bum might be a little harsh, okay?
Just so go I'll out say, and get the horse and shoot. He done took your ass all the way across the United States of America.
Okay, so
and now
I'll
he's
say
old
like
and
this.
You put him down. What the fuck, man? Let him fuck a couple more horses. Shit, he's earned the right.
So what I'm saying is, so pretty much Kobe Bryant.
So let Kobe shoot a couple more air balls, man.
Yeah, that's man. He went out with 60.
That's that Laker logic.
And he went out with 60.
On 50 shots.
On 50 shots.
Let him have it. They let him have it. The team let him have it.
They did. That's why y'all where y'all
Utah,
at right now.
That is not why.
Utah played no defense against this man.
He did it. They let him shoot.
They let this dude shoot.
They're like, he can't do it.
They let him
he
have
ain't
his
gonna
moment.
Do it.
I would have let Kobe shoot too, just off the strength.
See?
I mean, I would have put my hand up.
I'm not gonna be in that.
My
clip.
Hand is up.
I will be watching it and rooting for him on the other team, but I'm not gonna just gonna let him.
No, did you? Not let, but like, I probably won't do my hardest defense that day.
Nah.
Kobe as a bum right now. Kobe versus you right now. His fundamentals, he could still get you.
Look, he still dropped 60 on the team. I don't need to be on the court for me to be, you know.
You're going to foul the fuck out of
you. You know what I mean?
You're going to foul the fuck out of
if
you.
If I got put in, yeah, man. Fuck.
You ain't scoring 60.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I would have fouled the shit out of him on that 81-point game, too. He would have got clothesline.
You know, Jalen Rosen.
What's he going to do, fight me? Lose his endorsements?
No, something's going to happen to you. They going to get you, the powers that be.
Yeah. Illuminati.
Hey, man, so big. He's going to 81 on me.
It ain't going to be on you. You're going to have to get him out of the game because you see what's happening right now, right? Don't let him be the one to fuck up and do some
dumb
shit.
He's going to get a smooth, hard foul. But then you know what? Jalen Rose did make a point when he was talking about that, though.
They got more than one coach on these. It ain't just a coach. It's like five coaches on one team. And all them motherfuckers know who you are and what you're capable of doing. They're going to be like, no, sit his ass down.
Jalen said the reason.
This man would have all of the assists.
Jalen said they would have fouled him if he would have been talking. He said the fact that Kobe was scoring, wasn't saying nothing, wasn't beating his chest, was just in the zone, just shooting the ball.
So they became fans at that moment then.
No, they just weren't. It wasn't no.
There's no way you see this man get 55
like,
points.
There was nothing that aggravated you, I guess. This man's scoring on you.
55 points.
Nothing to aggravate you.
I gotta end this man's. You're not gonna score more than 55 points on me, and I'm be cool with it. No, that's stupid. My competitiveness would nah.
Your competitiveness is just turning to cheat.
I gotta get out this game.
You gotta guard your man.
Yours turned into just
I'm not gonna even guard my man no more. I'm point guard coming over to help Kobe defender out because
they did
shit
double
is not
team
working.
He kept scoring.
They did double team him.
They double tripped and he kept scoring.
No, they ain't double team.
Yeah, they did.
You mean the double team, you got to double tap his ass, huh?
Yeah.
You got to put some of that on him?
I'm talking about like that Kevin McHale clothesline, huh?
That's what you're talking about.
Close. Not as far. That was a hell of a clothesline.
Talking about them
anytime I can see a JBL, you know, clothesline.
Them low invisible kidney jabs that niggas don't see? Ends.
Yeah, you would have had a quick six fouls.
They gonna foul. They gonna know. They gonna sit you down. The coaching squad.
I would have tapped that finger. I would have tapped all five of those broken fingers.
Yeah.
You're the Bruce Bowen his ass, huh?
Yeah, maybe on you.
Bruce Bowen is the
that guy right there. That guy right there. Took him out.
Yeah. My NBA circle would have been fucked. I don't speak to him no more.
Nah, you would have been out the league. Smooth out the league.
They'd find a way to get
somebody
yours.
In the D League would be dropping 50 on you.
They'd be ruining your career. Right now. You're gonna be Stevenson. He is out of pocket right now. Get his ass.
He got
here.
A 10-day contract.
Yeah, he is. He's with the Mavs, right? No, the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I just know it's the Timberwolves. Yeah, it's Timberwolves.
Shout out to him. No, you didn't see his move as a Timberwolf.
No,
Shaq and the Fool.
It should be on Shaq and the Fool, but it's not.
What do you do,
dude? He sham got it his own self and fell on his fucking face.
Oh, God.
He was like, skirt, boom, with the ball.
Look, man, he ain't
playing. And they called a foul on the dude because it looked so harsh. It was like, man, that had to be a foul. Somebody, he fell on his own.
Somebody did something to that man.
He got blue back on. Motherfucker.
Oh, we can go ahead and shut it down, man.
Hey, man, shout out to all the. The great ones that took a lick.
Shout out to the Hit a Lick Hall
took
of Fame.
Took a lick. I don't know. I don't want to take
it. We're going to list the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame next show.
Oh, yeah.
Just for y'all.
Hit a Lick Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna have this is what we're going to do. I'm going to get a list, have it ready, and I'm going to ask y'all, Hit a Lick Hall of Fame or not the Hit a Lick Hall of Fame? Y'all just going to say yes or no. I'm going to get the list. We're going to talk about it, name them up.
Soulja Boy hit
talking
a lick.
About from I'm talking about from music.
Soulja Boy hit a lick.
Soulja Boy hit a lick, man.
How much he?
We going from music to go ahead. Hello.
From music to acting, sports, doing the show what have you? real life.
All right, I'm getting interrupted in the middle of the show. Yo, we sorry for keeping y'all waiting, but you know.
No, we're not that sorry, but we do apologize. I mean, was that
nah,
a little
don't,
too?
Nah, don't explain nah. it. Don't explain it. All just right. Leave it out there, man. It's Brandon logic. You gotta say that. Just
roll with it.
Sorry.